gracious and full of compassion. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. His praise endures forever. Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. And if you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymn this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 195, Look and Live.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for worshiping with us again today. You know, I'm sure God has blessed you this week. I was kind of blessed at work. You know, I've got two big monitors at work, and you know, I was involved in a project, and I see my HR manager walk by, and she's a Christian lady, and I go, "Hey, Jody, what's the good word, right?" And she says, "Jesus." And I kind of was taken aback, because at work, you know, she said, "Jesus." And she goes, "None of this matters anyways, right?" And you know, I kind of thought about that. I kind of lifted my, you know, my eyes from the monitors, and I was thinking, you know, she's right. You know, we get so involved in our day-to-day stuff, right? But really what matters is Jesus, and he's given us hope, right? And so that really blessed me the rest of the day and the rest of the week. You know, it's all about Jesus. And so I was looking at the song, Look and Live. We look to Jesus so we can live, right? So let's sing our first hymn, number 195, Look and Live. And we'll sing first and the fourth. To our second hymn, number 431, I Love to Tell the Story, 431.
I love to tell the story of once in things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Story, because I know 'tis true, it satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Seems hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new, new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I
us and his love. Amen. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 402, Faith is the Victory. And let's all stand as we sing our last hymn, 402, Faith is the Victory.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, then press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night. In Jesus come. Victory, faith is the victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tomlinson.
Thank you very much. What a blessing it is to know that it is faith that gives a victory. Pastor Otero does extend his love and let you all know that he misses you guys. Looking forward to being back with us. And good to see Dwight with us today. Blessing to have you here. Great to have you. And Kim, been a while, but good to have you with us as well. And good to have you as well, Ted. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do so very much thank you for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your compassion that you have bestowed upon us, that in you and through you we have our hope, we have our purpose in our life. And that in you, Lord, we have strength. And I pray for your divine spirit to descend upon each and every one of us, to give us encouragement in our heart and in our mind to follow after the ways of God in Christ. That you would lead us and guide us and to direct us in the way that is set aside, that is before us, for the doors and the ways and the paths that you open, Lord. And I pray for your hand of blessing upon our brethren who are challenged with some of the things of this world, for Jorge and for Dwight, glad to see him here, and pray for your continued work of recovery on him. For Ramil and Joshua and Jordan, for your strengthening of their bodies. For my mom, that you would continue to strengthen her body after dealing with pneumonia. For Raquel and her hearing and health, and for Maida. And we pray for Martha, who's having an MRI, but bless her and strengthen her body, and pray for the results, for that to be an encouragement and strength to her. We pray that you be with our pastor and his wife Raquel as they are relaxing and getting ready again for the work of ministry in Mexico, and that you'd bless him to return to us, strengthened and ready to go. Lord, I thank you for my grandmother, Jeanette, who is celebrated being 101 years old. What an honor that is, Lord, and that it is a gift from you. We pray for those that have been caught up in these fires in Northern California. So many thousands of people lost their homes and many people lost their lives. Comfort the families and encourage them to turn towards you and receive strength from you. Lord, we pray for your missionaries throughout this world, that you would encourage them to testify of Christ in a mighty and powerful way, that lives and hearts would be transformed through the proclamation of the Word of God. We pray for your blessing upon Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebio Merixa Perez also in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, for Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, and Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America. We pray for your blessing upon Informed Choices in Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, with Bob's Auto Cafe in Portland, and Fred and Carol Lewis and the Worldview Center, centered in Portland. Bless them with your grace and your mercy with the strength of your spirit. We pray for your hand of blessing upon this offering, that it be given by the joy of the heart and the joy of the Lord, who guide us and direct us unto it. In you, Lord, we have our hope, we have our being and our strength. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir, very much for your service. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 81. We will be reading Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants were turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot, and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth, before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you speak to us in your written word. We are blessed to be able to speak to you in prayer and worship. We thank you for the everlasting gospel, sending the Lord Jesus to rescue us when we were helpless and we were unable to save ourselves from the wrath to come that judgment demands for our sins. We will forever praise and thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was without sin, paid the price for our redemption at the cross by the shedding of his blood. We thank you for such love and mercy that endured the terrible penalty in our place, dying and rising again to make possible our adoption into your family. Our gratitude and love for you is forever for such a great salvation. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him as he comes to bring the message from the scripture titled, When the Way Seems Impossible. Give us, and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, give us ears to hear with understanding as we hear your word preached. In the Lord Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. You please be seated.